Good Tov, everyone. We're off to page 111, Siman Reish Ayin Vav Si Beis. After yesterday, we learned about the first three heterim when it comes to Amir Lenachri, when it is getting hanav from, when the malacha is done, either Litzorach Atzmo, Litzorach Chola, or Litzorach Children. All those are the three heterim that we learned yesterday, where one is going to be able to benefit from the malacha of a guy. Now we go back to that first heter, Litzorach Atzmo, and the Gemara defines for us, how do we know if it's Litzorach Atzmo or Litzorach Yisrael? And the Gemara tells us, you go look around the room and you see, if it's Rov Yisrael, then you assume it was done for the Jews. If it was Rom Goyim, then it was, as you assume, it was for the Goyim. Okay, what about Mechsa? Mechsa, the Gemara is a suffix. Here we go, we have Paskin over here. Halacha l'maisa. See, base. Yisrael ve'ini Yehudi shisei b'yachav ilik ini yudinech. There are Jews and Goyim that are sitting together, and a Goy goes and lights the candle. Im rov einam Yehudim motel ishtam ashoro. If rov people in the room are Goyim, then you would say it was done for the Goyim, therefore it's mutter to get enough from the light. V'im rov Yisrael, but if the majority were for our Jews, afilu mechsa aser, or even 50-50, then we're going to say it is going to be aser. Okay, that is the din of the Gemara. However, then points out the Rishonim, and based on the Gemara, is it really a din in Rov, or is it a din of looking what the guy's kavana is? Based on the mice over there in the Gemara, if it's clear that the guy was doing it for himself, who cares how many Jews are in the room? We see that the guy was doing it himself. That's considered tzorach atzmo. If a guy needs light and he knows that the Jews also need the light also, l'chora, that would be considered tzorach atzmo. That's the manchuch l'mechaber. Im yesh ho chacha shel tzorach eini Yehudi madlika. But if you have a proof that it was done, you know you could tell by the maisa it was really done because the guy needs it for himself. He lights the candle, he starts reading next to the candle, he starts doing things next to the candle. You see, he lit it for himself. Even though you have Rov Yisrael, it is going to be Mutter. Now, okay, that seems to be a clear-cut kiddin, and that would help a lot. Okay, a good example is you walk into a building, and you want to walk up the stairs, and the stairs are dark. The goy comes and turns on the light. That would be a good example of this case over here. If he goes and he's going to go and take the elevator and he sees the Jew's about to walk up the stairs and he flips on the light in the hallway so the Jew can walk up the stairs, clearly he's doing it for the Jew because he's going to take the elevator and therefore it's going to be asli shtamish laura. Okay, what we want to do, that gets a little complicated. What do you mean? You could walk up the stairs. You'd have to basically walk up the stairs like closing your eyes, basically not using the light. Because with the light, it's much easier to walk up the stairs. That would be considered hanah from the light. Okay, but if the guy himself is walking up the stairs and he turns on the light, even if he sees the Jew next to him, l'chora is doing it for himself. And therefore, l'chora should be mutter. However, comes the Magen Avram, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Zayin, and he throws in a chumra over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Zayin, V'im anu yodim. Second line down. V'im anu yodim sha'asa gam bishvi Yisrael. Over here, the mice of the Gemara, they're saying, according to this opinion, he's saying, that's when it's clear that the guy did it just for himself. When the guy's doing it just for himself, he's not caring all the Jews are in the room, saying, Achanami, it's going to be mutli shtamis la'ora. But what if you could, it's clearly done for both purposes? He's doing it for himself, and he's doing it for the Jews. Okay, what's going to be the den over there? Yimani Yodim Shasa Gambi Shvil Yisrael, Aser King Kotav Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says it's clearly done also for the Jews, then it's not going to be a mutter to go ahead and lishtamish la'oro. So based on these two extra chidushim, the whole rove thing sort of gets sort of thrown out the window over here, unless imamish don't know which one is it, for himself, is for the Jews. So you count them people and you say mostly Jews or mostly guy. But if it's clear that it's done for the guy, so the Jews can use it. But according to the Magen Avraham, if it's clear it's done for both, then it is going to be aser. However, comes the Bir Halach over here, the Chavetz Chaim. If you read, he's a whole long Arichah, it's a very long Bir Halach, Bir Masel Yevsh, Hochacha. He brings down the Magen Avraham at the beginning. If you turn to the next page, on page 112, second column, he says, V'hine, B'nishmas Adam Docha Rayas of Magen Avraham. The Nishmas Adam comes and is Docha, the Raya of the Magen Avraham, Uksvar Serniskelo, Mishum Da Ikra Daiti Nachi of it. He says, at the end of the day, if the Goy needs it for himself, for sure his Ikra Kavod is for himself and not for the Jews, and therefore, the Jews should be able to get a Hanah from it. That's basically the Tamsis Dvarav of the Nishmas Adam. Therefore, there's a major machlokas over here between the Magen Avraham and the Nishmas Adam. If the Goy does Malacha for himself, but also as Kavod for the Jews also, is it going to be mutter to get enough from it or not? The Magen Avraham is machmer. The Nishmas Adam is make. Okay? And therefore, the end of the day, if you skip all the way down to the bottom of this page, two lines from the bottom of the page, it says, Mikol Makom. Mikol Makom Nira Da'asomech Lahakol Behadli Litzarech Atzma Ulitzarech Yisrael. Kidivei HaRashba Ukepashtei Desugya Didan. Like the Marpasha Pshat in the Sugya, Ein Limchos B'Yedo. Even though the Chavetz Chaim says, yeah, it's better to be Machmer for the Magen Avram, but if one wants to be Makel for the Nishmas Adam and use the light when the guy does it for himself and the Jews, there is room to be Makel over here. That's the Psak of the Chavetz Chaim over here. Okay? Great. So that's the din over. Now we're going to put part two of Amir La'akum that we said is getting enough from Aleches Akum on the side for right now. Now we're going to zone in on the first part of Amir La'akum, which we have not seen yet in Eirei Shayin Vav. What's in the Iker is in Simon Shin Zayin. Okay? And that is, we're going to go enter into the dinim of Amir La'akum. When it is mutter to ask. We're not talking about asking over here. The guy's doing the malacha by himself. Basically over here. He's doing it on his own fruition. But over here, the first din of when is it ever mutter to ask a guy to do malach? So the Ramah comes in over here and he quotes the famous shita of the Bahag. The Bahag holds that even though we have an Isra of a real or Nachri, however, it's the Tzorach Mitzvah, it is going to be mutter. Amir L'Nachri L'Tzorach Mitzvah, you're allowed to ask a guy to do malach for you to do a Tzorach Mitzvah. Only when it's for the Tzorach L'Shus, then it's not going to be mutter. But once you're doing it, litzarach mitzvah, it is going to be mutter. That's the sheet of the Bahag. Now, you have to know, Rov Rishonim disagree with this Bahag, and they do not allow Amir L'Nachar afilu litzarach mitzvah. They don't take on this Bahag. However, the Ramah over here brings down the Bahag L'mais. Says the Ramah, Yeshomrim, the mutter lomar leini yehudi lahalik lo ner l'suda Shabbos. It is mutter to ask a guy to light for you a candle for Tzudas Shabbos. Mishrun de svirlei, de mutter amilei nihudli, afilu bimalacha gemura. Even though it's an Issa Daraisa over here to light the candle, even malacha gemura bimakom mitzvah. That's the famous shita of the Bahag. Over here you have two chidush. Number one is he's bringing the Bahag, that amir lo nachru letzarach mitzvah is mutter. That means I can outright ask the guy to light the candle, to turn on the light for me. The second chiddush over here is he calls Tzudas Shabbos a mitzvah. Okay, that's the mitzvah. That's a quasi-mitzvah. It's not like over here they couldn't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah or something like that. Okay, that vavei mitzvah. Tzudas Shabbos is a chilek of the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. You might not say that's a mamash of Tzarech mitzvah. He says the Ramah, that's considered Tzarech mitzvah. Sha'al pizeh. Nagu rabim lahaka b'davar litzavos leini lalik nerel litzarech suda. This is where many people come to be meikol to ask a guy to turn on a light for them. Litzarech suda b'prat. B'sudas chasna umila. Back in the day they used to have, a lot of times they would have a chasna on Erev Shabbos and they would have the suda on Shabbos. Brismila, obviously we still have today sudas brismila on Shabbos. So kavachomer here we also have sudas Shabbos and a sudas of the chasna or brismila. He says over here, that's where they get to be meikol. Vein mocha b'yadam. You should not be mocha b'yadam because they have the Bahag to rely on. However, says the Ramah, v'yish lahachmer b'makom she'in tzarech gadol, once she machmer b'makom she'in tzarech gadol, that rov poskim ascholkim al tzarech zu, like I said before, rov poskim do not take on the Bahag. Now the Ramah over here is much more makel than we'll soon see that the other achronim are going to be makel. He basically says, you have the right to rely on the Bahag. However, nachon lahachmer, not like the Bahag. Look inside the Shwa, quoted in Sikotin Kavdal in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Ushwa hichmir af litzarech gadol, the Shla, even litzarech gadol, we do not rely on the sheet of the Bahag. Vishikain ra noagim bekilus chashuv, and that's what he saw in Kizrachim, shiyoshim bechashecha bemotzei Shabbos, afilu bechasna ad shemua akal baruch baruch. And a surah of a chasna, even a surah of a brismila, they would sit in the dark until Motzei Shabbos came where they could go out and turn on the lights, and say, Baruch, and turn on the lights. V'chei na'a gonna go to Arash, she was told him at Sosu Shlishis. U'primigadim etzai la'ak la'alik a'ali day, and yinihudu Motzei Shabbos, and Sarach Mitzvah. If it's already Motzei Shabbos, then the primigadim is going to be Mekel. But at the end of the day, generally we do not take on this Baha'i and just say, you go whatever you want, Sarach Mitzvah is automatically going to be mut. Okay? It's not like that. We do not take on this Baha'i generally to say anything Sarach Mitzvah is going to be mutter. One thing we do rely on, as the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down, in Sifkot and Kaf Hei, says over here, and the Ramah says, better be machmer. He says, umikol makom, Motor lomar leini hudi letakinis ha'eruv sheniskalkel b'shabbos. If the eruv falls down on Shabbos, you're allowed to ask the eruv, the guy, to go ahead and fix the eruv, even though it could be part of an isur daraisa of fixing over there. Kadesh lo, why? Why is it motor? Kadesh lo yavo rabim lidei michshol. In order that the rabbim thinks that there's an eruv. In order that the people don't come up to carry, we're in a place where it's usher to carry. So therefore, it says that we can rely on the Bahag over here. Litzarach mitzvah is going to be motor. Ukedayu bali'it to lismach alav. They say the Bahag, I'm sorry, the bali'it. Lismach alav lahat the shvusa amir lafilu malacha daraisa. B'makom mitzvah derabim. Now over here, the Mishnah Brurah did something funny over here. He started over here, michshol derabim, where people are going to carry in on Shabbos. That's a very big deal that people are going to be over a machshel the rabbim to fix that. He ends up saying we're going to be yisomach and letzarach mitzvah the rabbim. As long as it's a mitzvah the rabbim, that's a positive thing. Based on the end of the Mishnah Berurah, there's a famous maisa that once happened in Lakewood with Rav Aaron Cutler, that basically all the electricity went out in the Lakewood Beis Medrash, and Rav Aaron Cutler allowed them to go get a guy to turn on the lights in the Beis Medrash, because he said it's mitzvah, Talmud Torah, Durabim, mitzvah, Durabim, based on the end of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, and therefore some will allow any type of mitzvah, Durabim, not a mitzvah of a household, it's a mitzvah of Durabim, something to do with a shul, or a big congregation, thing like this, that's what's going to be mutter. But, if it's just going to be a mitzvah yachid, we're not going to rely on the Bahag. However, others, the Shemir Shabbos Kiyochasa just brings down Michshol Durabim, and that's how Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson also told me that not to rely on him by Mitzvah Durabim, only by Michshol Durabim, that's where one could go ahead and be Makel. Okay? So even though we do not rely on the Bahag in general, just say, Letzarach Mitzvah, Letzarach Sudah Shabbos, we're gonna go ahead and rely and bring a guy to allow, we do not allow that. However, when it's going to be connected to the rabbim, some are mekel legamri, even it's mitzvah rabbim, and some are only mekel when it comes to be michshol the rabbim. But once again, if someone does rely on the bali iter over here, and doesn't go, they have what to rely on. Remember, you don't have to go crazy, because at the end of the day, the Ramah does bring this down, and there is what to rely on. There's one supposed to rely on is lechatchila, lechor, the Mishnah Berurah is telling you, do not go ahead and do this. The lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is even the people who says not to be mocha. Sivkan kav gimel. Look inside the Mishnah Berurah. He says mutav shu shogigim v'ayim mazid. See, even the Mishnah Berurah even understood the Roma. It's not a lechatchila to rely on the Baal Iter. Better than to be shogigim and rely on the Baal Iter than not to rely on the Baal Iter. So that is the famous sugya of mitzvah derabim. Okay. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we will continue from over here. We'll get into Siv Gimel. Before getting Siv Gimel, although we do not rely on the Bali Iter by what we call Amir Ladachim Makom Mitzvah, okay, by a mitzvah daraisa, but what about by a mitzvah derabanan? Once we throw in shvus to shvus, we call it a double derabanan. Amir lenachri is only derabanan, like we learned. And what if you're asking to do a malacha that's only derabanan, shvus to shvus, b'makom, we'll see a lot of kulas, bezrat Hashem, that's all based on the sugya. Right now we're only saying that we should not rely on the bala iter alone, but when we get to other things, we'll bezrat Hashem delve into that next time. Ad kan for today.